At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of downtown Chicago stands a grand theater that has seen decades of performances, laughter, and applause. But beneath its glamorous exterior lies a tragic past that refuses to fade. Once known as the Iroquois Theater, this historic landmark was the site of one of the deadliest theater fires in history. On December 30th, 1903, during a packed matinee performance, a devastating fire erupted, killing over 600 people, many of them women and children. The events of that day shocked the nation, leaving behind not only charred walls, but lingering questions and perhaps lingering spirits. Over the years, tales of unexplained noises, ghostly apparitions, and an unshakable sense of unease have earned this theater a reputation as one of Chicago's most haunted locations. Some say the victims of that tragic day still roam its halls, unable to move on. Is it the weight of history that makes visitors feel they're not alone, or is there something more supernatural at play? From tragic history to chilling encounters, we'll unravel the mystery of the James M. Nederlander Theater. Was it doomed to be haunted from the start, or has time simply amplified the echoes of its past? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Iroquois Theater opened its doors in November 1903 with grand ambitions. Marketed as absolutely fireproof, the theater was a marvel of its time, boasting lavish interiors, intricate woodwork, and a seating capacity of over 1,600. Located in Chicago's bustling downtown, the Iroquois was meant to be a cultural jewel, attracting the city's elite and families alike. But beneath its opulent design lay glaring oversights that would soon prove catastrophic. On December 30th, 1903, a matinee performance of the popular musical Mr. Bluebeard was underway. The theater was packed to capacity, with many school children on holiday attending with their families. It was a spectacle of light, music, and laughter until disaster struck. During the second act, a malfunctioning arc light sparked a fire on a draped curtain. What followed was chaos. The theater, ill-equipped for an emergency of this scale, had no fire alarms, sprinklers, or proper exit signage. Many of the exits were locked or hidden behind heavy drapes to prevent non-paying patrons from sneaking in. The fire spread rapidly, feeding on the flammable materials used throughout the theater's decor. As the flames intensified, panic erupted, and a stampede for the exits ensued. Tragically, most escape routes were inaccessible, and within minutes, the theater was an inferno. Over 600 lives were lost that day, the majority of them crushed in the panic or overcome by smoke. Many bodies were found piled near blocked exits, a haunting testament to the failure of safety measures. The disaster sent shockwaves across the country, prompting public outrage and demands for accountability. The aftermath was just as grim. Families struggled to identify their loved ones, as many victims were burned beyond recognition. Death Alley, the narrow street behind the theater where bodies were carried out, and so became synonymous with sorrow. Chicago newspapers chronicled the horror in excruciating detail, and the public demanded answers. Investigations revealed gross negligence on the part of the theater's management and city officials, leading to reforms in building codes and fire safety regulations nationwide. Despite the tragedy, the theater was rebuilt, renamed and reopened in 1926 as the Oriental Theater. It sought to distance itself from its grim past. yet whispers of the fire's lingering presence began to circulate. Workers reported feeling watched while renovating the building. Unexplained cold spots and sudden drafts plagued the theater, even in sealed rooms. Guests mentioned strange shadows and faint cries echoing through the halls. Psychologists and historians attribute these experiences to the trauma embedded in the site's history. The sheer scale of the tragedy, they argue, left a psychological imprint on those who visit. Others point to the power of collective memory, the way shared stories can shape perceptions of a place. However, environmental factors may also play a role. The acoustics of an old theater can amplify mundane sounds, making them seem otherworldly. Drafts and temperature fluctuations, common in historic buildings, could explain cold spots. Still, these explanations have done little to diminish the theater's reputation as a hotspot for paranormal activity. For over a century, the Iroquois Theater, now the James M. Nederlander Theater, has carried the weight of its tragic history. Its story has become a blend of fact and folklore, drawing both skeptics and believers. Yet as we explore further, the line between historical reality and supernatural legend becomes increasingly blurred. As the years passed, the legacy of the Iroquois Theater fire refused to fade. For many, the building's tragic history seemed to manifest in chilling, unexplained events. While the fire left behind physical scars on Chicago, many believe it also left behind spiritual remnants, echoes of the hundreds who perished that day. One of the most reported phenomena at the James M. Nederlander Theater involves sightings of apparitions in what has come to be known as Death Alley, the narrow passage behind the theater where the bodies of victims were carried out. Visitors and employees have described shadowy figures lingering near the alleyway, often accompanied by a profound sense of sadness or unease. Some claim to hear faint screams or the cries of children, their voices seemingly carried on the wind. These reports are so frequent that the alley has become a focal point for ghost tours in the city. Inside the theater, the encounters grow even more unsettling. Patrons and staff alike have reported seeing ghostly figures seated in the balcony, dressed in early 1900s attire. These apparitions vanish when approached, leaving behind a cold chill. Ushers recount hearing footsteps echoing in empty corridors and the sound of doors creaking open without cause. One particularly eerie tale involves a woman dressed in period clothing who appears briefly during performances only to disappear when the lights dim. One of the most compelling accounts came from a performer who was rehearsing late at night. Alone on the stage, they noticed a figure standing in the wings, watching silently. Believing it to be a crew member, they called out, but no one responded. When they approached, the figure simply dissolved into thin air. The performer described the encounter as deeply unnerving, likening the presence to a sad observer who couldn't leave. Paranormal investigators have spent time in the theater hoping to capture evidence of the unexplained. Many claim to have recorded electronic voice phenomena, EVPs, with some of the recordings containing faint whispers or pleas for help. Infrared cameras have captured inexplicable orbs and shadows, while EMF detectors, tools commonly used to measure electromagnetic fields in ghost hunting, have registered spikes in areas tied to the fire's history. Theories about the nature of these hauntings vary. Some believe the phenomena are a classic example of residual energy, a kind of replay of the tragic events that took place. In this theory, the intense emotional and physical trauma of the fire imprinted itself on the theater, creating echoes that repeat over time. These hauntings, proponents argue, aren't conscious spirits, but rather a lingering energy tied to the space. Others believe the hauntings are intelligent in nature. They suggest that some of the spirits remain aware, unable, or unwilling to leave the site of their untimely deaths. These theories are bolstered by accounts of interactions, such as objects moving inexplicably or lights flickering in response to direct questions. Critics, however, point to more mundane explanations. They argue that many of the reported phenomena could be attributed to the power of suggestion. The theater's grim history is well known, and this knowledge could influence people's perceptions and amplify ordinary occurrences into ghostly encounters. Additionally, the age of the building, complete with its creaking floors, drafty windows, and fluctuating temperatures, provides a fertile ground for misinterpretation. Still, the stories persist. The James M. Nederlander Theater continues to attract paranormal enthusiasts, history buffs, and curious skeptics. Whether the hauntings are real or imagined, the theater remains a powerful reminder of the Iroquois Fire's tragic legacy. Its blend of historical tragedy and spectral lore ensures that its story will be told for generations to come. As we wrap up our exploration of the Iroquois Theater fire and its haunted legacy, we're left with a sobering reminder of how history shapes the present in unexpected ways. The James M. Nederlander Theater stands as both a cultural landmark and a solemn testament to a tragedy that claimed hundreds of lives. For some, it's simply a historic site, a beautiful venue with a dark past. But for others, it's a place where the veil between this world and the next feels unusually thin. Whether the reported phenomena are residual echoes of an unimaginable disaster or the result of active spirits seeking acknowledgement, one thing is certain. The theater's legacy is impossible to ignore. From shadowy figures in Death Alley to whispers in the wings, the stories surrounding this historic site challenge our understanding of what lingers after death. Is it trauma embedded in the very fabric of a place? Or are we simply seeing and hearing what we expect, shaped by the weight of collective memory? Of course, skeptics will argue for environmental factors and the power of suggestion. And maybe they're right. But even if the hauntings are a product of our own imaginations, doesn't that say something profound about how history leaves its mark on us? Whatever you believe, the James M. Nederlander Theater remains a captivating mix of the seen and the unseen, a place where the echoes of the past are impossible to ignore. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.